This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Ministry of Home Affairs unveiled country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. Prahar stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests, responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of-government approach, human rights and rule of law-based processes for mitigation of threats, attenuating the conditions enabling terrorism, including radicalization, aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism and recovery and resilience through a whole-of-society approach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a letter to the people of West Bengal appealing to them to join the development journey. Issued in Bengali and Hindi, the letter outlines the Prime Minister's appeal to the electorate and presented BJP's development vision for the state. He said in a few months the fate of the state will be decided. Mr. Modi said the future of the next generation depends on the careful choices made by the people of the state. He said the irreparable damage that West Bengal has suffered due to the mismanagement and appeasement politics of the last six decades is indescribable. The Prime Minister said despite the state government's utter non-cooperation and hostility, yesterday's crores of people in West Bengal have come under the ambit of banking services under Jan Dhan Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that PM Surya Ghar scheme is a commendable milestone in the country's clean energy journey. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi complimented those who embraced rooftop solar power, therefore boosting savings, sustainability and self-reliance. The Union Minister noted in his post that 30 lakh households across the nation are now empowered with rooftop solar power under the scheme. The Election Commission will today organise a national roundtable conference of ECI and the State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The roundtable conference is being held after a gap of 27 years. The last such conference was held in the year 1999. The roundtable conference will be chaired by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. State election commissioners of all the states and union territories will participate along with their legal and technical experts. The science chief electoral officers of all the states and union territories will also attend the conference. President Mrs. Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Maharashtra from today. The president will inaugurate the nationwide campaign Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat, being organized by PD Hinduja Hospital at Mumbai's Lok Bhavan today. She will inaugurate the National Arogya Fair 2026 being organized by the Union Ministry of Ayush at Chegaon, Buldhana on Wednesday. On the same day, she will grace the state-level launch of Golden Era of Maharashtra through Unity and Trust, organized by Brahma Kumaris in Nagpur. Government sanctioned over 2.88 lakh houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 at the meeting of 6th Central Sanctioning and Monitoring Committee held in New Delhi. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry informed that the newly sanctioned houses have been approved in 16 states and union territories including Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Jammu and Kashmir. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw congratulated the entire team of the film Boom on winning the Children's and Family Filmfare film category at BAFTA Awards. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the Manipuri film Boom is the first Indian film to win the award. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Put into bat first, West Indies scored 254 runs with a loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Today, England and Pakistan will clash at Palakkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.